In this bulletin, Victoria records 1,466 COVID-19 cases and another 8 deaths. New South Wales announces new business support measures. And in sport, Germany has become the first country to qualify for the 2022 World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded 1,466 new COVID-19 infections and 8 deaths, marking the second consecutive day that daily case numbers in the state have declined. More than 36,000 Victorians were vaccinated at state-run centres on Monday. Premier Daniel Andrews is calling on people who can bring their second vaccine dose forward to do so as soon as possible.
We want to get to the 70 number as fast as we can. So anyone out there who's got a second dose appointment booked outside the 26th of October that can be brought forward, I'd encourage them to bring it forward. And in fact, we're on the phones to those people and we're literally ringing them saying, there's an appointment, please go and book, please be part of the 70%. If we get there earlier, what a fantastic problem for us to have.
New South Wales has recorded 360 new local infections of COVID-19. The state also had 5 deaths. The vaccination rate sits at 90.4% for first doses, while 74% of people over 16 have had 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet and Treasurer Matt Keane have announced the details of a business recovery package after Greater Sydney emerged from 100 days of lockdown. The measures include $20,000 for perishable goods if businesses face a future lockdown. Mr. Perrottet hopes that measure will provide some support for businesses to invest leading up to Christmas.
As the JobSaver program finishes in November, we want to continue to give businesses the confidence to invest. We want businesses to look forward to what is going to be a bright summer here in New South Wales.
Doctors and midwives in the United Kingdom are urging expectant mothers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. New figures from the UK's National Health Service reveal almost a fifth of people critically ill with COVID-19 are unvaccinated pregnant women. There's concern the disproportionate number of pregnant women in ICU may be because pregnancy creates a higher risk of being severely ill from the virus. Dr. Joe Mountfield, the Vice President of the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists, says the vaccine does not appear to increase the risk of complications at any stage of pregnancy.
You can have the vaccine at any stage during pregnancy. We've got increasing amount of data that tells us that it does not increase the risk of miscarriage. It does not increase the risk of stillbirth.
Prince Charles has expressed surprise that Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't yet committed to attend the upcoming UN climate summit in Glasgow. World leaders, including Joe Biden, Boris Johnson, the Queen and the Pope, will be at the event, but Mr. Morrison is yet to say whether he'll be there. Prince Charles says it's important that all world leaders attend because time is running out for action on climate change.
This is a last chance saloon, because if we don't really take the decisions that are vital now, it's going to be almost impossible to catch up.
Australia is to get a new domestic airline from early next year when Bonza expects to take to the skies, taking advantage of an expected boom in air travel. Bonza, which is backed by a United States investment firm and headed by ex-Virgin Blue executive Tim Jordan, is promising ultra-low prices to travel around the country in 2022. Bonza's ambition is broad, but it appears there'll be a focus on regional communities with new routes planned. In sport, Germany has become the first country to qualify for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar with a 4-0 win against North Macedonia. The fifth victory in 5 matches has given Germany an unassailable lead at the top of Group J as Armenia lost 1-0 to Romania. Well, now today's weather. Perth, cloudy and 18 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, cloudy and 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Sydney, similar, 19. Newcastle, showers and 19. Brisbane, rain and showers easing, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, also sunny and 34. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.